Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When you got married to Joe, did anybody buy you fine china?
Oh my God, the biggest waste in the history of waste.
Okay, so somebody did.
How many times have you moved your china that has never, ever seen the light of day out of that box?
Okay. So my grandmother, may God rest her soul, bought Shonda and me a very nice fine china set when we got married in June of 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you care to guess how many times, it is now 29 years later since Shonda and I got married, okay?
Yep.
Would you care to guess how many times I have dined on sweet Grandma Doris's fine china?
I know the answer because it's the same number of times we have dined on that china, and it is zero.
That is correct. The average homeowner, according to the story, will wait 30 years. 30 years before they ever break out the fine wedding china.
Well, it looks like next year you're breaking it out.
I've joked that I'm not Meghan Markle. Why did we all think we needed china? I went down to Dillard's. This is what we all did in the late 90s. You would go to Dillard's and you would pick out your china. And then everyone would buy you like one cup and one saucer.
Oh,
because
no.
It was so expensive.
Doors bought the whole damn set.
That's thousands of dollars. But you had to have the china. Had to have the china. What china? What china pattern are you picking out? Who came up with that scam? Because we all fell for it. Then we boxed it up.
It sits in a box in my storage.
It sits in a box in the basement. And then it moves around your three houses. You got your starter home. You got your I'm raising the kids home. And then you've got my, you know, your go-go years I'm about to retire home. You box it up and you move it three times. Never has it seen the light of day. Scott, I don't even know where it is. And guess what? You can't dump that in a garage sale if you try.
I have moved that fine china six times.
Well, you do move more than the average Joe.
Six times I have moved that
God
china.
God rest her soul. She is laughing down at you from heaven. She's like, yep, there it goes again. There goes my china again.
And every time you move it, you say to the movers, now this box is very fragile.
No,
Please be very careful.
I move it myself because I don't want it to break. And I don't know why I care.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I care. I should hand it to the mover and go put it on the bottom underneath the couch and crush it.
Yeah. Better yet, just leave it on the tailgate.
People will not even buy that from you for like art projects. You cannot get rid of your china. It's like the old wooden armoire. No one wants it.
You know what? I'm going to eat on it this weekend.
You should. But wait.
Just
please
despite this survey.
Promise me it's a Hot Pocket. You've got to eat something like a Hot Pocket on the fine china.
Oh, yeah. Either that or like a waffle.
From the text line.
Like a Lego my ego.
From the text line, my wife will not let me get rid of our fine china, except it was bought for me and my first wife. I've never even used it.
913-586-7798. 7798. What is it about the fine china? You never use it. Why do you keep it? It's not like King Charles is coming over for dinner. And you need to break out the fine crystal.
Hot pockets.
913-586-7798. Bob in Waldo. Bob, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, two solutions that might help you with your china situation. First, there is a website that actually buys china that will actually, if you've got a pattern, if you like it, if they like it, they'll buy it. I'm not thinking of the name of it. There's a big warehouse, and they buy tons of people's chinas. And if you don't want to go that route.
Well, what, to sell to other people who won't use it?
Sell to this company, and they look for the china. It's like a broker.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work out for you, do you like to shoot skeet?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have shot skeet before.
There you go. You don't need clay ducks or anything.
I will tell you this, Bob. As much as I like to make fun of my Dillard's boxed up five times, I don't even know where it is, china. The people that are looking for the china, that's the collectible china. And we have a set, and I do love that, and it's displayed, and we will use it. It's the Revolutionary War scenes on each different piece.
That's cool.
And you would love that, Scott, because people collect those. Like, I think we're missing, like, the gravy bowl and some tureen, and they're hard to find.
What's a tureen?
Like a big old dish of some sort. Huh. You collect that, and the goal is to have the entire set, and it could be worth thousands of dollars if you have the entire set.
But you don't know where your wedding china is?
No idea.
It's Dillard's. Did you leave it with Joe?
It was maybe. It had light blue flowers on it.
Aww.
And it had a little silver, you know, thing around the, so you can't microwave it. It had metal around the edge of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just worth, that stuff is worthless. The collectible stuff is
You're
cool.
not supposed to wash china in the dishwasher at all.
Yeah, I'm out. Do I look like the kind of person that hand washes anything?
So I'm going
no.
No. I am going to go home tonight. I know exactly where it is, and I will send the two of you. I actually think the china that Sean and I ordered for our wedding is actually very attractive.
Is it floral?
It is not. It is not floral.
Okay.
It is very tasteful.
Lovingly placed with those little styrofoam peanuts.
Yes.
Inside the
for
box.
Protection.
For protection. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do want to get rid of the plates, you should throw a Hot Pocket on there and pop it in the microwave, but then you'll also need a new microwave.
Watch it explode.
Yeah.
What I'll probably do, Sam, is if you and Mary Beth ever get married, I'll just re-gift it.
I can't wait. Thank you.
I just wish someone had said to us in our 20s, go out and ask for things for your registry that you are going to use. And that could be
money,
a gift card to an auto repair shop. It could be useful everyday things.
I know. Mary and Lee Summit. Mary, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I was married 40 years earlier this month, and I use my fine china every day.
Every single day.
Good
every
for you.
Every single day, yes. I do dishwasher it, and it isn't in perfect condition anymore. We did have to get some plain white pottery because it, too, has the platinum banding, and I can't microwave it.
Yeah.
And my crystal has also the platinum band, and I use it probably not every day, but at least weekly.
Wow!
And my silver plate is only, depending on the month, every now and then there'll be a couple times a month where I'll get that out and polish it and use it, but I don't use it quite as often. But we use ours every single day. I got rid of all my clunky, weird, you know, pottery that everybody had, that, you know, that company that started with a PF.
Fiestaware?
No, Faltgraf.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had those weird, those patterns of all the country stuff, and yeah. I just got rid of all that, and put it on Facebook Marketplace. Someone was thrilled, and I use my good china every day.
Good for you, Mary. All right. You are the exception to the rule, sister.
John in St. Joe, you've got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah, I can do it. My wife and I have been married for 19 years, and we never bought fine china, and we just felt like we didn't need to have it.
Good for you.
All right, man.
He avoided the whole thing. You didn't have to move something five times. He doesn't have it.
But dishware is very personal. I remember when a certain somebody and I decided to live together. My mom took us out and she said, buy whatever kind of dishware you want. Mm-hmm. When that relationship ended, the first words out of my mother's mouth were, she does not take
the... She does not get the dishes!
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.